L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well. There we go. Can you believe it? I mean, that is about as serious a statement result as you can get. And from Manchester United's perspective, it was well and truly woeful. And there is nothing surprising about it. We've seen this from Manchester United time and time again. And do you know what is the most important thing to acknowledge here? Do you know what we really have to do? We have to cast our minds back to last season. Like, nothing that we have learned about Manchester United this season should shock us even slightly, because everything that we learned about Manchester United this year, we already knew from last year. And when you think about the woeful performances from Manchester United last year, when you think about those inadequate managerial performances from Manchester United last year, nobody paid with their head. Nobody paid with their place in the squad. Literally nobody. The only player that is no longer a Manchester United player off the back of that season that they had is Rasmus Højlund. Alejandro Garnacho is no longer a Manchester United player, but it's for very different reasons. So what I do not understand is how you can have a situation where Manchester United so abominably fail. They so clearly fail. It goes so desperately wrong for them. And it's their worst season in Premier League history. They lose a European final to Tottenham Hotspur. They get beaten in a European final by Tottenham Hotspur. Lads, it's Tottenham. The definition of Spursyism has totally changed. It all goes so desperately wrong. And the only player that has to leave the club is Rasmus Højlund. They don't get rid of anyone. The manager not sacked. The captain not sacked. The centre-half not sacked. It's like ridiculous. How is there no standards? When you put in a performance like that over the course of a season, people need to pay with their jobs. So, when Manchester City are playing Manchester United at home, it's Derby Day. You expect Manchester United to really go for the jugular of this Manchester City team. Manchester City have felt like a team that have been beatable. Manchester City have looked like a team that have been beatable. Manchester City, in fact, have been well and truly beaten this year. And somehow, Manchester City look like prime Guardiola's version of Manchester City, because Manchester United quite simply do not turn up in what is one of their biggest games of the season. What is, arguably, their biggest game of the season, their biggest rivalry of the season, their only inter-city derby. And they just don't turn up. I mean, Erling Haaland was just unplayable today. There's no doubt about it. Erling Haaland was simply exceptional. But what is going on at Manchester United? How many players playing at Manchester United were totally and utterly appalling? Like, how many players in that squad were just so, so poor? I mean, what was going on? Time and time again, we saw. I mean, De Ligt, all over the place at various points. Absolutely, atrociously all over the place at various points. Luke Shaw for that goal. Luke Shaw for that opening goal. I mean, that Phil Foden goal, it was absolutely comical from Luke Shaw. And now this is when I'm talking about standards again. This is where there needs to be some sort of jeopardy. There needs to be some sort of consequence. If you put in a performance like Luke Shaw put in today, you do not have the luxury of playing for the club ever again. That's what needs to happen. There needs to be standards set for Manchester United. If you can put in a performance as pathetic and embarrassing and as unforgivable as the performance that Luke Shaw put in against one of the biggest rivals this year, then I have absolutely no idea how you can have any dream of playing for the club again. It's just horrific. It is absolutely horrific. You look at Bruno Fernandes. And, you know, as a player, I quite rate Bruno Fernandes. I think he's slightly overrated. I think Manchester United fans rate him higher than they necessarily should. But I also think that Manchester United have a terrible situation on their hands, and Bruno Fernandes is one of their better players. Today, the tracking of Phil Foden, it was comical. You know, I'm not even joking. If that happened at my level of football, you wouldn't play for the club next week. You would be out of the first team if that happened at my Sunday team. You would not get in the team. If you don't track your runner, as basic as that, then you just can't play for the club again. And this is happening at the very top level. And I just do not understand it. I really do not understand how it can be a situation like this at Manchester United. Because let's be totally honest, they've got worse since Ruben Amorim came in. Ruben Amorim needs to be sacked. Ruben Amorim needs to lose his job. Ruben Amorim has proven to us that he is not good enough. He is not fit for purpose. He is a distinctly average manager with a distinct lack of pragmatism, who is distinctly out of his depth at a club the size of Manchester United. As an appointment, I was behind it. These things are experimental on some level, and on some level we deserve to give Manchester United a little bit of praise for making the appointment. It was a noble experiment, but the experiment is over. It didn't work, and Ruben Amorim simply is out of his depth. And he simply has to be sacked. There's no two ways about this. There is no room for sentimentality in football. Ruben Amorim is in arguably the most prestigious job in world football. I'm being really serious here. Think about it. Help me out here. Let me dive into the chat. What is the most prestigious job in world football? Maybe the Brazil national team job? The Liverpool job? The Real Madrid job? The Manchester United job? So even if I'm... Let's go really, really hostile to where Manchester United rank in this conversation. Just to prove a point. Let's say that Manchester United are bottom of the list. It's still top five jobs in world football. Is Ruben Amorim top five in his profession, in the world? Because if he isn't, he is totally out of his depth and he is robbing a living. And that is what he is doing here. They have got worse. They have got distinctly worse since he took over. This lack of pragmatism, this desperation to play in only one way, it is costing his team. And he needs to pay with his job. He should have paid with his job off the back of losing the European final to Tottenham. That is when he had to lose his job. But for some reason, they backed him. For some reason, off the back of those embarrassing scenes in Bilbao, when he should have paid with his job, they kept him. So now, what are you going to do? Like, Manchester United today looked absolutely dreadful. And do you know what? I was chatting to my mates who are Manchester United fans, watching the game, and at half-time, one of my good friends, who you will know very well, he was like, you know, we're not playing too badly, we're still in the game, it's we've had a lot of the more meaningful possession, is what he called it. What are you talking about? They absolutely battered you. Jeremy Doku absolutely battered you. They had, what, four, five really, really good chances? That chance after, what, 15 seconds? Erling Haaland flashes it across the goal. That chance that Reinders hit straight at the keeper, good save, but hit it straight at the keeper. There was moments, Jeremy Doku had a moment. And then obviously the goal. They totally dominated. What was the Manchester United moment? The only thing I can remember, but the game was dead. The game was dead when Brian Mbeumo hit that volley that hit the great save, Donnarumma. There was a volley. There was that half chance when, I mean, it was a foul, so it's not even really a half chance, is it? You know, when Sesko took it on the chest and it looked like he was in behind. Again, good save, Donnarumma, but it was a handball. So I just don't get it. I really don't get it. And I tell you what, there are so many players in this Manchester United squad now who are quite simply nowhere fit for purpose. I mean, their keeper. Should we start with the keeper? Oh my God, in fact, do you know what? We're not going to start with the keeper. Do you know who we are actually going to start with? And what I'm about to do here could get me a lot of stick. What I'm about to do here, I imagine a lot of you will be start telling me, Rory, man, you have to be kind. Rory, it's not nice what you're about to say. Rory, it's too harsh what you're doing. Luke Shaw is a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the proud institution that is Manchester United. He's a disgrace to that shirt that represents so much to football culture. Now, look, I don't like Manchester United. I don't want Manchester United to do well, but I do recognise the importance of Manchester United as an institution. They are one of the two biggest clubs in this country. They are one of the five biggest clubs in Europe. And Manchester United, as anyone who loves football and respects football, you have to at least appreciate the culture of the club. Wearing the Manchester United crest is an honour. It's an honour that is bestowed upon a very few select footballers. How's Luke Shaw one of them? How is Luke Shaw one of those players? You know, when you think about players that have worn the Manchester United shirt, over the years, you're talking greats, aren't you? You're talking Eric Cantona. You're talking Ruud van Nistelrooy. You're talking Roy Keane. You're talking Paul Ince. You're talking Wayne Rooney. You're talking Ryan Giggs. You are talking David Beckham. You are talking Cristiano Ronaldo. You are talking Luke Shaw. What? Hold up, slow down. What, who? Luke Shaw. Yeah. Luke Shaw has played a a huge amount of games for Manchester United. And I tell you what, if the club had any standards, if the club had any standards whatsoever, he would simply never play for the club again. That is the important thing to note here. The lack of standards is just so unbelievably bad. Like, Ruben Amorim sets the standards, so he should be sacked. He should be sacked. And like I say, I'm not even judging Ruben Amorim massively here. I don't think it's his fault totally, and I'm not even judging the people that appointed him. Because when he was available and they needed to get rid of Ten Hag, Ruben Amorim was the sensible appointment. Ruben Amorim was a decent enough appointment. So overall, it's not even a drastically bad appointment. Sometimes you try these things and they don't work. But they're still good in their appointment. For example, at one point, Chelsea appointed Luis Felipe Scolari. Scolari won the World Cup. He won the World Cup with Brazil. When Chelsea appoint him, obviously that's a good appointment. Turns out, Scolari is one of the worst managers Chelsea had in the Premier League era. So it weren't a good appointment, but it was a good appointment in principle. It was a good appointment at conception. It just didn't work out. But you can't blame people for trying. When they appointed Ruben Amorim, fair play. Decent appointment. You didn't do a bad thing. It was a noble and progressive appointment that has bitten you on the... Now I'm afraid you have to just admit that it was a mistake and go back to the drawing board and get a new manager. Because this is going to continue forever and a day. And I'm going to dive into the chat here. Oh, there's some super chats that have landed. By the way, Rohil. Rohil in the super chat has said, if Amorim is sacked, who would you replace him with? Now, Rohil, there are very different questions here. There are very different questions. Who would you replace him with? I do have suggestions, and I'm going to come on to them in a minute. But you don't need to have a suggestion to know that the person doing the job isn't good enough. If you aren't good at your job, you will lose it. They won't be having these crisis talks about who replaces you. You basically get somebody out who is not doing his job properly. And Ruben Amorim is not doing his job properly. Ruben Amorim is a fraud at that club. To manage Manchester United, you should be one of the greatest managers in the world. Ruben Amorim isn't even one of the greatest managers in the country. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's absolutely ludicrous. So, who would I appoint him with? I would go for Iraola. I think Iraola's the governor. I think he's a brilliant manager. And I think it is a catastrophe and an embarrassment to everybody associated with Manchester United that there is a situation that this is true. Listen to this sentence that I'm about to say to you. I'm going to give you constant examples here. And how can this be true, right? Fulham have a better manager than Manchester United. Bournemouth have a better manager than Manchester United. Aston Villa, who were recently in the Championship, have a better manager than Manchester United. Newcastle United, who were recently in the Championship, have a better manager than Manchester United. Do you know what's bonkers? You ready for this one? Everton Football Club. Everton currently have a better manager than Manchester United. So, sir, Rohil, who would I appoint? I would say Iraola. You could say Marco Silva. It's almost irrelevant because Ruben Amorim is a detriment to that club. Ruben Amorim is destroying that club from the inside out. Ruben Amorim has taken that club into a worse position than they were in when Erik ten Hag took over. And what I do not understand here is how so many people are constantly giving Ruben Amorim the benefit of the doubt. They're constantly saying that Ruben Amorim is in need of time. He can't change a game. He cannot do anything good for the club. And I just don't understand how he's getting it completely wrong all the time. Like, you know when things aren't going well for a football club? Surely what you do is you play your best players in their best position. Here's an example. There is absolutely no way that any of you will disagree with this. Football is an amazing thing, right? Because we all have opinions. I guarantee you, how many people were watching? Right, there are 1,600 of you in here. I guarantee I'm about to say something that everyone agrees with. Manchester United are nowhere near good enough to have a player as good as Kobbie Mainoo sitting on the bench. That's fact, right? There is no way that a player who can start for England at a Euros final, a player who can win a great club like Manchester United an FA Cup, a player who can be the man of the match in an FA Cup final for Manchester United. There is absolutely no way in this world that any one of you will disagree. However good you think Mainoo is, however important you think the system is, whatever you think of Manchester United's starting midfield, nobody will disagree with this sentence. Manchester United are not good enough to have a player of Kobbie Mainoo's quality starting on the bench. What does Amorim do? plays him on the bench, starts him on the bench. How can you possibly do that? When things aren't going well, do you know what you do? You go back to basics. You do the obvious thing. You play your best players in their best positions. You cannot constantly play players out of position and expect to succeed when things aren't going well. You cannot constantly have your best players watching from the sidelines when you are as woefully bad as Manchester United are. There is an appalling mea culpa from Ruben Amorim that he has to own, he has to acknowledge. Constantly playing this ridiculous 3-5-2 that doesn't suit the traditions of Manchester United. It is his fault. And like I say, there is no way in this world that Kobbie Mainoo should be watching Manchester United play. There is no way that ever this should happen. Kobbie Mainoo, under no good manager ever, would be a spectator to Manuel Ugarte. Manuel Ugarte never starts a game of football over Kobbie Mainoo if the manager knows what he's doing.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Is that controversial or is that true? So, that is what I'm saying. That is the way that it is. That is the way that this has to simply go. I really, really cannot understand how anyone can have any kind of issue with that. And until Ruben Amorim sorts that out, there's a problem. Until he is more flexible around his formation, it's a problem. And do you know what is most critical here? Ruben Amorim should have been sacked. He should have been sacked that night in Bilbao. When Manchester United lost, you know what should happen? You know when you hit rock bottom? And for Manchester United, you think of the history of that club, prestige of that club, what that club represent. They hit rock bottom. They finish where? 16th in the league? 15th in the league? And they lost the European final for Tottenham. They won no silverware. And who paid for it? Who paid for it? You know when you have your worst ever season in any industry? Your worst ever season in the Premier League era? Who pays for it? The manager? No. The captain, Bruno Fernandes, he must have paid for it. If you're the captain of Manchester United, when they have their worst ever season, doesn't matter how good you are. If you are the captain of that club, like Marcel Desailly at Chelsea, he was a decent player, but he was the captain of Chelsea when we didn't win an away game away from home until late March. Marcel Desailly was our captain. He paid for it with his captaincy. He captained Chelsea from August till March. We couldn't win an away game. He paid for it with his captaincy. There has to be consequence. And Ruben Amorim, no consequence. Bruno Fernandes, captain, no consequence. Who's paid for it? To one example is the kid who they played up front, Rasmus Højlund. He's the only player that has been forced to leave. And don't say Garnacho, because Garnacho hasn't been forced to leave. Garnacho was left for other reasons, other less distinctive reasons. Can I ask you a massive favour, by the way? If you agree with anything I'm saying, if you're enjoying this video, even a touch, would you please give it a like? It really does help me out. And I love going live like this. So if you would be kind enough to just drop a like on the stream, it would really, really help me out. And if you haven't clicked subscribe, again, it would be wonderful to welcome you into this community. I'm going back into the super chat here. And it's from Saxinati, who says, love the haircut, thank you very much. Alberto Royale says, that's very kind of you, by the way. Do you think the Premier League is biased towards Liverpool? Red card penalty? No, it's obvious handball. Like that Hannibal, that is a ridiculous handball. I don't understand this. I don't understand why people do this. I find it quite, like, dull. You know, when people, and this fits, I'll answer your super chat here as well. Thoughts on Liverpool's game. I don't really get it. I don't get what people are moaning about. It's a ridiculous handball. The only person who should moan is Scott Parker, who's been totally let down by one of his signings. He was let down a little bit by Leslie Ugochukwu for getting sent off. And he was let down a little bit from Hannibal Medjli who decides to handball the boy in the area. Puts his arm out, blocks it with his elbow, gives away a penalty. A totally correct and legitimate penalty. Norman asks, did I watch Nonny Madueke for Arsenal? Yes, I did. And I have a video coming out this week about Nonny Madueke. So keep tuned for that. But now we're focusing on Manchester United. And I just cannot understand how we have a situation where this is so bad. I mean, Sesko, first start for Manchester United, and he was totally anonymous, right? What did he do? Tell me that I'm wrong here. Did Sesko do anything? Before I get into this, I could make a list of 100 things wrong with Manchester United, and Benjamin Sesko's not on the list. So I'm not blaming Sesko. I'm not focusing in on Sesko. I'm not bullying Sesko, whatever people want to say. I'm not doing anything like that. I'm just acknowledging, first start for the club, anonymous. Fair or not fair? So they've bought this player, they've played him up front, they've almost reshaped their front line around him, they got him in last minute. Like, nothing. Literally nothing. And I just don't understand what's going on. How is Ruben Amorim using his captain? I don't particularly like Bruno Fernandes. I don't rate him anywhere near as highly as some of my dear friends. But what on earth is Ruben Amorim doing to him? What on earth is Ruben Amorim... I just don't understand how he's playing him. Like, you know this sort of deep role? He can't do it. He can't do it. I don't understand how. I can see that. And obviously, Ruben Amorim, compared to me, is a football sage. Obviously, he knows what he's talking about. Obviously, Ruben Amorim has a far deeper understanding of football than I do. But I'm watching a game on my telly at home with my kid driving me crazy. And I'm watching Bruno Fernandes play deep. And you're like, he can't do it. He can't do it. You're then looking at Manuel Ugarte, huffing and puffing and can't really cover the ground and getting totally outrun and getting totally bullied. And you can't do it. And then you've got Kobbie Mainoo on the bench and you're like, mate, I am not a football thinker. I'm not a football sage, but it's actually driving me mad. Like, I don't want Manchester United to do well. I don't particularly care whether they do well or not. And I quite enjoy City going wrong. But I just find it so frustrating because people are going, oh yeah, he needs time, the manager. The manager's a really good manager. You know, his system's going to be great and that, whatever. Like, I did a video the other day with that Statman Dave. And he's like, Ruben Amorim is the man. I'm like, brother, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? People are trying to understand and pretend that they see football on a different plane. Oh yeah, because I see things that you don't really see. You get beat every week, you Burke. You get beat every single week, you utter Burke. Ruben Amorim, oh, the system is so important. You can't possibly change the system. The system is the problem. Oh yeah, you know, you can't deviate from the system. It would be really wrong to do that. And we didn't lose a game in pre-season. Shut up, you moron. You utter moron. You get beat every week. You've got absolutely no belief. You've got absolutely nothing to show for anything. There is a complete lack of anything impressive about Manchester United. And the worst thing, and this is the thing that matters to me, Manchester United getting beat is something I appreciate and enjoy. Facts. Right, I'll tell you the truth. But what I don't really enjoy is Manchester United sort of being robbed for who they are and what they represent. I want Manchester United to lose, but I want them to lose in their way. I want Manchester United to get beat, but I want them to get beat when they are Manchester United. This isn't Manchester United. Ruben Amorim is the current manager and he is sucking the lifeblood out of the club. Do you know what's really indicative of that? Listen to this. Manchester United support, anyone that's gone to football in this country will know, Manchester United's away support is the best away support in the country. Undoubtedly top three. Undoubtedly. So whoever you support, if you are ranking away support in the country, even if you really don't like Man United, even if you're a Leeds fan, even if you're a Liverpool fan, I don't think any Liverpool fan or any Leeds fan would say that Man United are out of the top three away supports in the country. Maybe because of the bias, let's say top five. So the whole country, Man United have the best top five away support. No doubt. Right? And I would say higher. I'd say top three support. Do you see the away in today? Did you see the away until the end? Like, do you know what? I remember when I was a kid, we beat Man United 5-0. Their away end bounced all game. We played Man United first day of the season. I remember we beat the year we won the league. Ida Johnson scored. We played Manchester United first day of the season. We beat them 1-0. Mourinho's first game, I think. Yeah, Mourinho's first game in management in this country. I was sitting right by the Man United fans. They sung and bounced and drove us mad all game. Honestly, all game. Banging on about the treble. They'd won the treble fairly recently, right? Banging on about the treble. Singing. I remember the song constantly going around my head, right? Oh, what a night. They were you know that, whatever they were, did they sing? Oh, what a night. We did a version of it, right? They do their version of it, right? And they were singing that constantly. So they were in the away end at Stamford Bridge, behind the goal, in the corner of the shed end, singing, singing, singing until the last minute. Did you see the away end today? That isn't Manchester United. This five at the back isn't Manchester United. Having Kobbie Mainoo, the academy graduate, not playing so that a Burke like Ugarte can play is not Manchester United. Being so desperate that they throw Harry Maguire on and hope for the best isn't Manchester United. Having a centre forward who is as anonymous as Benjamin Sesko isn't Manchester United. Do you see what I mean? The club is being almost destroyed from the inside out, and it doesn't make sense, and it isn't particularly enjoyable to witness. Like I say, I don't want them to win anything. I never want them to win. The only time in my life I have wanted them to win, they got beat, and that was against Tottenham in the final. But that is the day that everything should have changed for Manchester United. That is a day when anybody involved at the club needed to be ruthless and send a message. Failure comes with consequence. Failure comes with consequence. This crop of players failed. Failed. This crop of players let that famous badge on their heart down. This crop of players let the Stretford End down and let the history of the club down. Best, Charlton, Law, Beckham, Giggs, Neville, Keane, Rooney, the history of the club were let down in Bilbao. It was one of the most shameful nights for the great Manchester United ever. And not one of them paid for it. Not one player paid for it, apart from Rasmus Højlund, which is bullying, isn't it? Like, Rasmus Højlund was useless, absolutely useless, and never fit to wear the shirt. But he wasn't the reason that it went wrong, my God. You can make a list of 50 problems why it went wrong. But everybody kept their job. The manager kept his job. The captain kept his job. The captain kept his armband. The centre-half kept his job. Like, everybody. They got rid of Garnacho, but that's not for the same reasons. They wanted Garnacho out for very different reasons. There needed to be a mass cull of what happened at the club that day. An absolutely mass cull is what needed to happen. And quite frankly, it didn't, and it is woeful. Woeful. I mean, I just can't understand it. I mean, on the other hand, it is important to acknowledge that Haaland was unreal. I mean, his goals were unreal. His movement was unreal. His desperation to win was unreal. And his selflessness was unreal. You know that moment with Reinders? That was him. That was his selflessness. You know, it was nice to see Phil Foden back on the score sheet as well. Nice to see him doing well. Doesn't he do well against Man United? He seems to always do well against Manchester United. I can remember Foden scoring... Well, he scored a hat-trick fairly recently, didn't he? Was that 6-3? They seem to just batter them. I just can't understand it. Like, Manchester United this season, I'm looking at the table here. They've got 4 points. One win, one draw, two defeats. It's Manchester United's poorest start to a league season since 1992-1993. Yeah? Yeah? Since 1992-93. It's their poorest start to a season off the back of their poorest end to a season. There is a continuity. It's the poorest start off the back of the poorest end. And the manager has still not lost his job. Like, think about how comfortable that victory was for Manchester City. If nothing else, it's a derby. If nothing else, it's a derby. It can't be comfortable. Look at what Brentford did to us last night. If nothing else, it can't be comfortable. It's just unbelievable. It really is truly unbelievable. And I've just seen that 73% of the chat here. Thank you to every single one of you for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I love having these back and forth with you. 73% of you think that Amorim should be sacked. Can I go one step further? Amorim should be sacked now. Literally, now. Like, Amorim should be sacked before the Man United fans are home. Before the Man City fans that went to the game have got home. I'm talking local fans as well. The geezers that live in Withenshaw, whatever those areas are called, Fallowfield. Those geezers, before they put their key in the door, he should be sacked. There should be an announcement now. He should be sacked. And I just don't understand what we are talking about here. I really just don't get it. I don't understand how. There is no consequence. You totally fail at a job the size of Manchester United. There are excellent managers around. That's the other thing. Like, look what Iraola does. Look at what Iraola does. And that performance that we've just seen from a Manchester United team in a derby, you look at how comfortable it was. Look what Brentford hate Chelsea. I'm not comparing it to a derby like Man City, Man United, of course I'm not. But Brentford hate Chelsea. And look at what they did. They made life difficult for us. They fought. The fans were up for it. They were fighting to the very end. They fought to the very end. They scored a scrappy goal and they were basically in the game. How comfortable was that for Manchester United? In a derby. Like, the players. It was easy. Rodri's not, like, sweating massively now. You know, who? Phil Foden? Was he run off his feet? Did he have a hard afternoon? Did Erling Haaland have a particularly difficult afternoon? No. Did Donnarumma have a particularly difficult afternoon? Not really. One brilliant save from a Burma on a volley, but not really. Like, I just thought it was a shambles. And people seem to be like saying, oh, but they did have their moments, Man United. You know, they were. If the crossing wasn't so inaccurate, it could have been different. Shut up. What are you on about? Like, this isn't based on just one thing. And Man United have one win in four, right? I'm looking at their fixtures here. They got us. They've got us next. Like, I mean, we're not particularly good, but I think we're going to batter them. I really do. I really do. It's just so unacceptable. When you think about what Manchester United are supposed to do in these moments, what Manchester United are supposed to do when the stakes are at their highest, Manchester United rise to the occasion, don't they? You're playing your intercity rival, your only intercity rival away from home. Your noisy neighbours are doing the Poznan. They're laughing at you. And you just can't rise to the occasion. It's really poxy. And I just think that it's over. You know, I do just think that it's over. Like, so it's just so many examples of where it's gone wrong for Manchester United. The manager, inept. So many of the players, inept. The amount of self-destruction, pressing the self-destruct button. The amount of players that should never play for the club again. Luke Shaw should literally never play for Manchester United again. Like, it's that simple. Like, when Jeremy Doku, the lovely bit of skill from Doku, don't get me wrong, right? When the jink, whatever you call it, to get round, Luke Shaw was great. But get your body in the right position. I heard Roy Keane talking about it at half-time. Roy Keane was like, it was a good bit of skill, but he's done nothing. It's just unreal. I mean, you Manchester United, they just...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Just feel like totally and utterly powerless. They just feel totally and utterly rudderless. And do you know what I always think? I always think, because of my age maybe, or because of my conditioning, or because of my respect for where Manchester United rate and rank in the pantheon of great football clubs, in my head, I always think Manchester United are worthy. Manchester United are going to pull it out of the bag. Manchester United are capable. Manchester United could win today. Manchester United could rise to the occasion. Manchester United could surprise everyone. I always believe that there is some innate spirit in the club, whether that's the Holy Trinity spirit, whether it's the Busby Babes spirit, whether it's the spirit of 1958, whether it's the spirit of 1999, whether it's... I always believe that the Stretford End could roar them on, or the away support could make something happen. And I feel like I now have to, like, change my entire perception of the club. My entire definition of the club is wrong, because there is nothing. There is nothing. Like, there was a moment where Erling Haaland broke. It must have been for the goal, when Erling Haaland ran, was totally on his own. And you look at Haaland, an athlete, like a glorious Viking, striding in the most sportsmanlike way, representing Man City, a juggernaut, powerful, relentless, ruthless. That's what he looked like, right? He's running. You know, it's like a horse galloping to the finish line. Nothing's going to stop him. Simultaneously, he was being chased by a big old donkey representing Manchester United, huffing and puffing, a little bit fat, a little bit overweight, a little bit knackered, no real belief. Harry Maguire. Like, it represented the clubs. It was like a microcosm of who the clubs were. It was like this this like glorious horse. You know, one of those Leicester Piggott ridden horses, like the equivalent of like a Red Rum, one of the most beautiful horses ever, a Stradivarius or whatever it's called. That horse that just won every race. And it was like a Blackpool Beach donkey chasing after him. And you're like, my God, that's it, isn't it? That's what Man United are. That's what Man City are. Manchester City, regardless of how it goes for Guardiola, regardless of what the form's been like, what Man City are, what they represent, what their owners are doing to make sure that they are who they are, is that. That. You know those beautiful racehorses? Sleek and muscular. Purposeful. Powerful. Being chased by a Blackpool Beach donkey. That's what it was. That moment. You know, if you don't watch the game, you know, if you didn't watch the 90 minutes of that game, I think all you have to do to thoroughly appreciate what happened today, if you can't be bothered to watch the whole game, if you're a Man United fan and you really, really don't want to see it anymore, right? I think all you need to do is just watch that moment. You don't even need to see the goals. Just literally watch that exact moment. And that, to me, is it. That, to me, is the derby. What happened in the derby? Harry Maguire chased Haaland. Watch that. Watch that. And you've seen the derby. That's basically it. I thought it was woeful. By the way, is anybody watching this stream who hasn't subscribed to this channel? If you are even enjoying this stream a tiny bit, like even 5% I'll take, if you would be kind enough to click that subscriber button, I would love to welcome you into this community. It really does help me out if you would be kind enough to click subscribe. I do hugely appreciate it. So thank you very much. But yeah, that for me is it. Oh my giddy giddy gosh. D-I-S-C-O. Disco. Listen to this. Oh my God. Since MD12 of 2024-25, that was Ruben Amorim's first game in charge of Manchester United, no ever-present Premier League team have performed worse than Manchester United. 31 points from 31 games, minus 13 goal difference. So I'm looking at a Premier League table of 31 games since Ruben Amorim has come in. Top of that league is Liverpool. Played 31, 68 points. In the 31 games that Ruben Amorim has been at Manchester United, Chelsea have too played 31 games, taken 58 points. We were third in the league. Arsenal was second in the league. Tottenham Hotspur, in the 31 games since Ruben Amorim has been there, Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester United have taken 31 points each. West Ham United have taken more. Wolverhampton Wanderers have taken 6 more points. Fulham taken 10 more points. Brentford have taken 14 more points than Ruben Amorim. Brentford, in that period, I just honestly can't believe it. Listen to this quote from Ruben Amorim as well. This will shock you. Ruben Amorim speaking. My message to the fans, I will do everything. Always thinking about what is best for the club. Until I'm here, I'll do my best. The rest, however, is not my decision. I'm suffering more than the fans. No, you're not, you arrogant idiot. No, you're not, you idiot. I hate that, don't you? I'm suffering more than the fans. I'm the real victim here. You utter burk. Are you spending your hard-earned money to go and watch that performance? Or are you responsible for that performance? How conceited, how arrogant, how self-worthy. What do you mean you're hurting more than the fans? I guarantee you that's not true. I promise you with all my heart, Ruben, that you are not hurting more than the fans. And to say that you are is so conceited. It's so arrogant and it is so misplaced. Ruben Amorim is earning 10 million quid a year. Fans are earning 500 quid a week. And they are spending a huge portion of that 500 quid a week going to the Etihad today to leave after 60 minutes because of your inept performance. You aren't the victim, Ruben. You are the cause. The reason that the fans are suffering is because of your idiocy. It's because of your lack of ability. It's because of your relentless obsession with this dogmatic approach to football. That is why. Oh, God. They got to sack him. They got to sack this geezer. I have never, ever, ever known anyone like more out of their depth than this bloke. He's so clearly wrong for the job. Like, am I being wrong here? Let me dive into the chat. I need to see what you're having to say here. This is driving me bonkers. Like, I just can't believe what I'm witnessing. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I can't believe that we have a situation where Manchester United... Imagine Ferguson saying that. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it, fans. I hurt more than you. goes back to your, you go back to your Wilmslow mansion, being driven in your Bentley Jeep. It's unreal, isn't it? It's unreal. Where did football get this broken? I mean, I just don't know what is going on. Saxinate in the super chat here says, can they get relegated if they keep him? Stats say he's definitely on track to get them in the championship. I don't think Manchester United will go down. It's the best thing I can say. But I also think that they will finish. I have no idea where. I mean, where, if they finish in the top half, it would be a miracle. He's really suffering, you guys. Poor Amorim. Absolutely, says JS there. Absolutely. I mean, I just can't understand it. Do you know? Can I ask your help here? I mean, look, you will all have a great, great command of football. And I've given my opinions massively. But the reason I love doing these lives is because you can educate me as well. Can you help me with this? So I've told you my opinions on Amorim. I think he's massively out of his depth. I think he's making massive mistakes. I think the treatment of Kobbie Mainoo is sackable in itself. I thought the events that happened against Tottenham in Spain in Bilbao was sackable in itself. I think his conduct to the press is sackable in itself. But they're my opinions, right? Let me tell you. This is where I need your help. This is where I need you to tune in and give me your thoughts. You know, when you think over the years, not just Manchester United, just think about how some managers have been treated. Think about how some managers have been held to such high regard. Think about how we have hounded out some managers who have often all had better records than Ruben Amorim. Can anyone help me understand why Ruben Amorim isn't given the same treatment that maybe, if we keep it in a Manchester United conversation, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was treated quite badly, I felt. Not by Manchester United fans, just by the press. He was laughed at, his record was sneered at, people were quite hostile about him in the press, and ultimately he was hounded out of his job, seen as being a bit of an imposter, seen as being a bit of a fraud. Frank Lampard was given a really tough ride at Chelsea, I thought. Steven Gerrard was given a really tough ride at Aston Villa. Roy Hodgson was given a really tough ride at Liverpool. And I'm not saying that they were wrong to do that. I just don't understand why Ruben Amorim can have failed to the level that he's failed at, and people still say, but the system is good, or but he will come good. Like, I just don't understand it. And if anybody could kind of help me understand it, I would really appreciate it. Matthew Sullivan in the super chat here says, ignoring the managers, if you rank the Premier League squads, where do they rank? I mean, look, Manchester United, they don't have a particularly good squad, but they certainly have a squad that would finish, what, top eight? Top eight? Bruno Fernandes, one of the better midfielders in the league. Kobbie Mainoo, one of the better midfielders in the league. Brian Mbeumo, one of the better forwards in the league. Matheus Cunha, one of the more creative players in the league. Matheus De Ligt, Harry Maguire, decent centre-halves. Like, I'm not suggesting here that they would be winning the league under prime Jose Mourinho. Mourinho 05, Arrigo Sacchi, Johan Cruyff. Johan Cruyff doesn't win the league with his team. But they could easily be top six. You know, before a ball was kicked this season, I felt like Manchester United could finish 6th, 7th, maybe push on for Champions League football. But it is appalling. I mean, and I've just seen another quote here from Ruben Amorim, and it just proves to me that he needs to be sacked now. Amorim speaking here. I will not change my philosophy. If they want it changed, you change the man. So if Ineos want to change Ruben Amorim, or they want him to evolve, they want him to be pragmatic, they want him to be a better manager, he's basically said sack him. Do you remember earlier as well, earlier this season when he was talking and he basically said, sack me and I won't even take my compensation. Like, does he want this job? Is he desperate to be the Manchester United manager? Like, being the Manchester United manager should be one of the biggest privileges of his life. Like, I guarantee you this, Ruben Amorim will never manage a bigger club than Man United. That's a fact. He will never, ever manage a bigger club than Manchester United, a more historic club, a more prestigious club. And yet he doesn't seem to particularly care that he's there. He doesn't seem to particularly want the job. I mean, I just don't understand how he's still got the keys to the kingdom. I really don't. 31 points in 31 games gets you relegated. It gets you relegated. And when you think about the way that we spoke about other managers, when you think about the disrespect and hostility that we have spoken about other managers who did nothing close to being as bad. Look at the way we talk about Graham Potter. Look at the way I talk about Graham Potter at West Ham. Or his record at Chelsea. Think about how Graham Potter was treated at Chelsea. I wanted him out, but it was never as bad as this. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. And if somebody could shed a bit of light, give me some information. How has it got to this? I mean, when you think about the mistakes that he's made, it is criminal that he's in the job. When you think about what he's doing, this system, rubbish. Like, it's so stupid. Like, how can you have a situation where Bruno Fernandes, probably the best player at Man United, I don't like him, I don't rate him that highly, but he's probably the best player at Man United. How can you have a situation where you are nullifying what he's good at to play him in a deep holding midfield role? It is daft. How can you possibly have a situation where Kobbie Mainoo is watching Manuel Ugarte play football? How can Kobbie Mainoo not start? And I said this earlier in the stream and I'll say it again. The least controversial thing you will ever hear me say. Football is tribal. Football is full of opinions and that is why we love it. That's why I love exploring my football opinions with you and yours with me. But something that we will all agree on, because nobody in the world will doubt this. Manchester United are not good enough now to have Kobbie Mainoo watching Manuel Ugarte play football. Whatever you think is going on at Man United, Manchester United are not good enough to have a player of the quality of Kobbie Mainoo sitting on the bench. And what does Ruben Amorim do? Put him on the bench. And not only that, they were potentially going to lose him. They were potentially going to lose a man who started for England in a Euros final. A man who won Manchester United the FA Cup with a man of the match performance at Wembley. They were going to back Amorim over Mainoo. I've seen nothing. You know, if it becomes player versus manager, we might lose. And it happens in football. We picked Mourinho over Mata. But Mourinho had a track record to pick Mourinho over Mata. How can you possibly pick Amorim, a man who has done nothing but make the club worse, over a youth product? Manchester United's Kobbie Mainoo. How can it get to that? It just belies any kind of rationale. It makes no sense to me. My brain cannot process what is going on with this. It really cannot. Can I ask you a massive favour, by the way? If there are 95 of you watching who haven't clicked like, we might make it over 500 likes, which would be a PB, perhaps. I don't think we've ever got over 500 likes in a stream whilst we're live. So if anyone would be kind enough to click like, it would really help me out. But yeah, I just don't get it. I just don't get how they haven't sacked the club, sacked the manager today. Like, if the club still had principle, if the club still had standards, he'd be gone. You know that. He would honestly be gone tonight. I don't think he has the luxury of ever managing for Manchester United again. And that, like I say, that is the biggest compliment that I can ever pay him. Because he is not fit to manage a club like Manchester United. He's got it wrong since the second he landed at the club. And I just don't understand it. You look how easy it was. You look how easy it was for Man City. You look how comfortable it was for Man City. You look at Erling Haaland doing that yoga thing he does. Like, laughing his head off. Like, the derby just belonged to Haaland. He owned it. It was his. Look, you give an acknowledgement to Phil Foden. It was an excellent goal. Jeremy Doku, I thought, was brilliant, actually. And it's not often I speak like that about Jeremy Doku. I thought he's unplayable at times. Lovely little flick through for Haaland early after about 20 seconds. Incredible work for the goal. Glided past Luke Shaw. But I feel like I might have glided past Luke Shaw in that kind of form. But I just don't get it. There were just no standards. There were just no standards at Manchester United anymore. You know, I feel like Manchester City fans, and there are some Manchester City fans, particularly of a certain age, who are quite pessimistic. Any Man United fan, any Man City fan that I spoke to about this derby felt like they were going into it as underdogs. Any Man City fan, not necessarily the young, I'm not talking about Luke off the overlap. He would have been gobby and confident because he's brilliant, right? You know what he'd be like. But Man City fans, like my mate who I was at university with, Man City fan, had a season ticket in the Kippax, right? Years and years ago. Thought they'd get beat today. He really did. He thought they'd get beat. Manchester United fans, on the other hand, were also quite confident. Adam McCullough was telling me that they'd win today. I'm in a WhatsApp group with two Man United fans, including Adam McCullough. Again, they thought they'd win today. They didn't turn up. It was a derby, and it was so easy for Man City. It was so easy for Haaland. Do you think Rodri broke sweat? Like, did it look like a particularly difficult day for Phil Foden? Was Jeremy Doku stifled and hacked and made life hard for him? Like, no. It was just so easy. And all that pessimism early for Man City fans that I'm talking about. They're doing a Poznan with at least half an hour to go. The entire stadium is doing the Poznan with at least half an hour to go. Like, what is going on? I just don't get it. You know, you've got Phil Foden. Phil Foden scoring. Like, his first goal since January. And it was just easy. And then, do you know what? You look at what happened today. You look at what Burnley did to Liverpool. Made life hard. In the end, I appreciate they pressed the self-destruct button. But they made life hard. You look at what Brentford did to Chelsea. What did Brentford do? Fought to the bitter end. Fight, steel, heart, passion. What did Manchester United do? Whimper. Kitten-like. Delicate. Pathetic. Just nothing. And do you know what needs to happen? We need to ask why. Why? Why did Manchester United not really turn up? Why are Manchester United so beatable? Why do Manchester United not really have any identity? Why do Manchester United not have any status? And the reason is twofold. It's the manager and it's the players. And part of the problem here is that the players are so inept. The players have massively let themselves down. And there are so many players at the club where there is no standards. And I'm going back to it again. Consequence. In every single job, there needs to be consequence. Manchester United have accrued 31 points in 31 games. Consequence. Who's lost their job for it? No one. No one. They had their worst season that they've had in Premier League history last season. Who lost their job for it? No one. They get beat by Tottenham in a European final. Consequence. Who's lost their job for it? No one. So what exactly are you fighting for? What exactly does it matter? Practically nothing. The only player that has had to deal with any kind of comeuppance for being average and getting it wrong is who? Rasmus Højlund, the kid. Another super chat has just landed here from Saxin Ante. He says, Rory, let this sink in. In two seasons, there will be adult humans who have never witnessed a United title. They're cooked from top to bottom. And I believe cooked is bad. And if it is, I completely agree with you. Woeful, appalling, genuinely dreadful. I agree with the super chat there massively from Saxon Ate. And I need to say thank you so much to everybody who's tuned in. Before you go anywhere, would you do me a massive favour? Please click subscribe. I love going live like this. I love having these chats. I love the back and forth. They're truly, truly enjoyable. So if you would click subscribe before you go, it would really help me out. I've got loads of good content coming out this week. Got some great guests in the studio. So please do click subscribe. What can you say apart from Ruben Amorim? It's over. Ta-da.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hidda Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hidda detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hidda safety products. Safety.